Good morning. This is Naima, and you're tuning in on Episode 8, Self-Defense of the Current Events Podcast. Today, we will be discussing a topic that's been spreading and is important to our times now. I've taken an interest in this topic because as a Muslim woman, I understand the danger that has been increased for the Muslim community. I have personally taken this self-defense class and learned so many helpful tips, both verbal and physical defense. To give a little background of what started this widespread of self-defense classes, let's delve into the story of Inez, a Muslim woman that was harassed 2 days after the election on Friday, December 11th, following in the self-defense class in Manhattan. She grabbed my hijab and my face cover and she started shouting, "You will all be in prison, you will all go to jail," she said, CBS News. The amount of hate crimes after the election has increased and is occurring more often now. Muslim women are facing a troublesome time and are being physically and verbally harassed. We have with the Shamima. She attended the self-defense class, and let's hear her perspective. Hello, Shamima.
Yes, hi.
This is Naima from the self-defense class.
Okay.
How's it going? Yeah, it's going good. Thank you for clearing the schedule for me.
Okay, you're welcome.
Let's get right into the interview then. Why did you attend the self-defense class?
Well, you know, there are many reasons, and one of the reasons why I took this class was because, again, I'm a Muslim woman, and Trump just became our president, whether we like it or not. And ever since we started running for this candidate, he's been, been so racist, so disgusting, and there are people who, you know, have seen the ideologies of him are targeting, this can actually help us do a lot.
Okay. What do you hope to accomplish after having attended this self-defense class?
Well, I intend to take more classes in the future and become, a professional so that I can help girls in class. I feel like it's not girls in general are the lucrative target out there, to the predators, whether you're Muslim or not. So I would like to learn it myself and then provide these classes for free to women across the country so that these women can protect themselves when something happens.
So to help women realize they also have a voice in the public.
Excuse me?
To also help women realize they have a voice in the public.
Exactly. And I also feel like, research shows that one out of four women feel like they're not beautiful, and that's because their self-confidence is very low. So these also can boost up their self-confidence. So if something happens, they're sitting there and crying about it, they can go ahead and do something about it.
Okay. If at all, how has your perspective of the public changed from this time last year until now?
Well, in the 21st century, we have technology, we have modernized ourselves in many different ways. However, I feel like those things are coming back.
So, like how we have Black Lives Matter, Trump isn't really supporting that.
Exactly. Even though we had a black president, we thought, after Trump, started running for this presidency, and people who had certain dislikeness toward, other group of people, that's sort of coming out, and it's spreading like wildfire. People are not, they're not afraid of explaining how they feel about other people in public, targeting people and cursing at them, yelling at them, even targeting people, torture them, physically hurt them. Recently, there was this woman who was going down the street in a subway. She had a scarf on her because it was cold, and this guy comes, apparently he's a white male in his, 30s. He comes and he kicks her from behind her. Not pushing her, but kicks her from behind her. That woman falls down. Mm-hmm. Nobody cared. After when she got up, two other guys came, and then, they were just holding her, making sure she's okay. To me, it was there are a whole bunch of other people around her that nobody did anything. While that guy kicked her in her back, so by being silent, by ignoring this behavior, people are actually accepting and people are approving activities like that. So that's thrashing activities like that. So that's really, really disgusting.
To clarify, was this woman a Muslim or?
I don't think she was Muslim. She was wearing a scarf around her because it was cold. And the guy realized after he kicked her that he just walked away. He didn't care.
Okay, so the public
women
is...
in general, because they're presumed to be the strongest race.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so therefore, you know, they're less targeted. I'm not saying they're not targeted. They're less targeted than women because, you know, again, women are seen as the weak, you know, physically weak, and therefore they're targeted. So, you know, physically weak, and therefore they're targeted. So therefore, I really think that women in a cross country should take these defense classes to protect themselves. To prove that they're not weak.
Okay.
Yeah.
What groups do you think should take this class besides Muslim women?
I think everyone should take this class. Everyone, be it Muslim, Christian, Hindus, whoever you are, you need to take this class because if you don't stand up for yourself, nobody's going to stand up. You don't wait for something to happen to you, and then you're going to get up and do something about it. You don't want. So get up and then. You know, do something about it. Learn how to protect yourself physically, emotionally, whatever ways you can. Because, again, if you do not stand up for yourself, nobody will do that for you.
Okay, thank you for this interview. I've learned a lot of things about and what Muslim women deal with. Thank you for this interview.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye.
No problem.
Well, folks, we just heard the story of Shamima, a student that attends a self-defense class. Now, with us today, we have another special guest, Halima, who came such a long way to do this interview with us. So let's hear her story.
Why did you attend the self-defense class?
I went to this class because of the rising hate crimes against Muslims. I don't remember the statistic, but it's an outrageous number how many Muslim women have been physically and verbally attacked. I have to be able to defend myself in case I'm attacked as well.
What has the self-defense class helped you realize?
I think the most important thing it's helped me to realize is that you're best able to defend yourself if the attacker is not expecting you to fight back.
What do you hope to accomplish after having attended this self-defense class?
I hope to have more confidence when I'm in public, and I hope I can be more vigilant as well.
If at all, how has your perspective of the public changed from this time last year until now?
I think that if there is any city that I expect to be welcoming and more tolerant, it would be New York City. So when I go outside, I don't really see anyone as a threat unless I'm alone or happen to be in a bad area, which I wouldn't take myself to intentionally. I've seen more people stare and give looks. They never liked people like me, but they only now can express it more publicly because it's easy to do so.
It's easy to do so because Trump was elected.
Yeah, because... Trump, it just gives them more access to show their negative feelings towards people they don't like, because it's more valid now that there's someone else who can who has their back, basically.
What groups do you think should take this class besides Muslim women?
I think anyone that feels like their identity is threatened because it's not tolerated. So frankly, that's almost everyone under Trump's presidency.
We have to be aware and be alert of our surroundings. Everyone should take precautions, especially now with all the hate that's spreading. Taking self-defense classes should be a priority we all take seriously so we're able to protect ourselves. We can't rely on society anymore because they are coming after other groups of people. We shouldn't be taking self-defense classes in our modern-day 21st century society. Yet we're regressing instead of progressing as a society. I feel like we must be aware of our surroundings and be able to shield ourselves from many dangers society is presenting forth now. After taking this self-defense class, though, I feel like I'm more aware and informed of what to do in such situations if I ever faced harm. So, folks, before you face a dangerous situation in your life, I encourage you to take these self-defense classes. And you're tuning in until next time in the Current Events Podcast.